Behemoth is a spirit that is exhibited by sexual encounters with many women. Job 40:16 says the strength of Behemoth is in his loins. This spirit is never satisfied with just one woman, and one woman is never enough. Behemoth is a very prideful spirit, and he hides behind male supremacy. And I think what I've done is jumped ahead to stuff. I got my papers in the wrong place. But that's okay. You need to hear this too. Okay? I'll just read this to you. About Behemoth. Behemoth. Okay. Maybe I won't. No, I'm not. These are some other things that I was going to get into. So I'll just do this here. Okay. Okay. Also with sexual abuse, there can be spirits of silence, which I just told you about. Those are where the people hide and they don't say anything. Isolation, helplessness. If you suspect at all sexual abuse at all with anybody, you know, as a teacher, I was always required to report it. Otherwise, you're held liable if that is. But you know what? You can always pray, Lord, what's hidden, bring it to the light. And God will bring it to the light. God will cause what's hidden to be brought to the light so that it can be dealt with. Okay. A child's self-concept and worldview are often significantly distorted when the sanctity of their bodies is violated. When children are manipulated with lies or misrepresentations about moral standards, their sense of morality is understandably affected at a deep level. When the abuse occurs at the hand of a significant caregiver, and that would be a parent, or even maybe a babysitter, the child feels an overwhelming sense of betrayal. This sense of betrayal is compounded by if they try to disclose abuse, they are disbelieved, blamed, ostracized. Intense distrust of adults may occur and manifest in the form of angry outbursts, powerlessness, and disempowerment that the child will feel. Sometimes what can happen, too, with that is, you know, once you get DCFS involved in stuff like this, you know, which DCFS, that's an interesting organization. They get involved and go in and will tear a child out of the home, okay, get them out of there. But then they will never do anything to bring about the prosecution of the violator. And I've seen that over and over and over where they drop the ball repeatedly. They'll pull a child out. And see, then that child feels fear. That child is threatened. A lot of times parents are threatened. And so that child is afraid that if I tell anymore, in fact, a lot of times children will retract what they say because they're afraid of the consequences. And a lot of people end up going into court, and the DCFS, who drags you in anyway, they end up not properly protecting the child in a legal sense. And many, many times children are placed right back into those situations. And then in that situation, the child feels that all of this whole mess, this whole trauma, was their fault. It was their fault. So again, more repression. And that just goes even down farther and farther and farther. And so children hide that. I know of a young girl who, and this is a sad thing, when she was 14, told a girlfriend that her dad was sexually violating her and had been violating her for 7 or 8 years. She had become very promiscuous, and through that, the mother took the side of the father, and it ended up, you know, he was separated from the home, but then mama took the father's side, so the little girl was never listened to, never heard, and probably it was 10 years after the fact that the father finally admitted that it was true. You know, so the child was betrayed by her father, by the acts that he did, And then she was betrayed by her mother because the mother wouldn't believe her. So, right then, that was put into her, you can't trust people. And, you know, she still deals with all sorts of issues. She isn't actually even a believer, so you can't really help her. I have found that walking people, women or men, through deliverance is huge in this area of sexual abuse. Just because of the fact that what the violator has, so much of that transfers over to that victim. There are many, many infirmities that especially enter into the female organs that need to be commanded to leave. And we've just seen people healed physically of that when that's cast out. They need emotional healing. More than likely, they're fragmented, so they need to have that part of the soul that was broken, walked out of that place of captivity. And so the healing process might take a while. They need to know that they can trust you as a person, because most of them come in with so much shame and they blame themselves. And let me tell you something. If you're here today and you were sexually abused, do not buy the lie of the devil that it was your fault that you were sexually abused. Anytime a child is sexually abused, that is not the fault of the child. It is the perpetrator that has done it. It is the predator. It is not the child's fault. So, you know, if you've been here today, you need to get set free from false guilt, from false blame, from all of that, because it was not your fault. Today, you can get on the internet and you can type in for predators in your local area, and you would be shocked how many predators, sexual predators, live around you. Where do sexual predators come from? I believe one of the major, well, two major areas they come from. Number one is pornography. When a person involves themselves in pornography, they become predators, like it or not. And when a person has been sexually violated themselves, they will become predators. That's why when you pick those spirits up on people, we watch for them all the time here. All the time. Because you can pick those spirits up. We can pick them up. Because you get to know the familiarity of those types of how the behaviors of them. Just the way they are. That around them. That almost like an atmosphere around them. But the thing of it is that if you've involved yourself in any of this that we've talked about in the last 3 weeks of sexual sin, you need to repent. You need to renounce it. And you need to get delivered of it. If you've dealt with, you know, if you dealt with pornography, you're dealing with every sin that I've talked about. Because in pornography, there's adultery, there's homosexuality, there's lesbianism, there's pedophilia, there's bestiality, there's child pornography, you know, and it's on the people you're looking at. Okay, and what you let, the eyes, are they not a gate to our soul? Eye gate? You see? So if you're looking at it, you've opened the gate. Then you wonder, how did I get a demon? You opened the gate. You see what I'm saying? So that is why we need to, you know, if Jesus is coming for a church without spot or wrinkle, the church better get rid of her spots and wrinkles. And he's given us the availability, the power gifts that we need to get ourselves free. So you sit here today with no excuse. None. Zero. Zilch. It's time to deal with our sins. Okay? It's time to deal with our demons. Okay? Whether you were violated, no matter what it was that happened to you, you need to be willing to get rid of it. Okay, I'm going to pray for you today. And we're just going to do some corporate deliverance, and then we'll have the team come up. And they will pray for you also. But I'm going to lead you through some prayers. And some of the things that I'm going to lead you through that I want you to specifically do is we're going to repent for sexual sin. And when I lead you through prayers to repent for sexual sin, you can just quietly say what you're repenting for. Okay? Your neighbor doesn't need to hear it. God does, though, and the devil does, too. The devil really needs to hear it, okay? The devil needs to know you're done with him. We're going to break ungodly soul ties. And so an ungodly soul tie is dealing with sexuality today would be anybody you've ever had any intimate relationships of any sort with. Okay, man or woman, whatever. Okay, you need to break those soul ties. And then I'm going to lead you in a prayer to forgive those that have hurt you, if you've ever been violated or just hurt in any way from someone you've been involved with. I'm going to lead you through a prayer to forgive yourself. You know, so a lot of times we hold ourselves in such a place of unforgiveness that we won't let go of our sin long enough to even let God forgive us. Okay? So this is what I'm going to do. First thing I'm going to do, though, I'm going to lead you in a prayer to declare Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life. So if you've never invited Jesus to be the Lord of your life, we're all going to pray together, but this will give you an opportunity to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus, okay? So first of all, right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit that would endeavor in any way to manifest and hinder one person in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I remind the enemy, he is not in charge here. We are, in Jesus' name. So, Father God, right now, Lord, I ask, God, that you would reveal to anyone what they need to deal with today. Father, I pray that no one will feel condemnation. I pray that no one will feel like we're judging them, but that, God, you are here because you want them free, because you love them, God, and you hate works of darkness that have controlled us, in the name of Jesus. Now, I want you to repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I confess that I have sinned and acknowledge my need for you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I invite you now to be the Lord of every area of my life, Lord of my mind and all of my thoughts, Lord of my emotions, my feelings, my reactions, my will, my decisions, my body, my behavior, my spirit, and my relationship with you. Lord of my time, my work, my family, my possessions, and all my relationships. Thank you, Jesus, that your blood was shed, that I might be free. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I repent for the iniquities that have been in my bloodline. I ask right now, God, that you would forgive every iniquity. We have sinned against you. And I want you to say whatever sin that you know has come up through your bloodline that's been done in this area. Could be pornography, could be adultery, could be homosexuality, bestiality. If you know it, just quietly say it. Even if you've not done it. Lord, I ask you to forgive and cleanse me and my children. Purge from my spirit, soul and body, all iniquity. I now command all iniquity of sexual immorality residing in my bones and my organs and my blood to leave me now in the name of Jesus. I break all curses that have come in from these hereditary sins, and I give them notice and command them to leave now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying that I might be forgiven. By an act of my will, I now choose to forgive those who have hurt me. I forgive. Now I want you to say anybody you need to forgive. forgive each and every one of these, and I release them into the freedom of my forgiveness in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for forgiving me for the things that I have done. I now choose to forgive myself for the things that I know you have already forgiven me for. Father, I confess that at various times in my life, I have been powerless against the continuing attacks of the enemy on my sexuality. I have chosen to sin in various ways. And I ask you to forgive me for the following. And I want you to name any sexual sin that you need to be forgiven of. I now agree with your verdict on my sin. I renounce all pleasure associated with these sins. And I ask you to cleanse my memories, heal the hurts, and forgive me in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break every ungodly spirit, soul, and body tie established between me and, say, any person that you've been involved with sexually. And if it's been pornography, you need to break that tie. I cut that linking supernaturally. And I ask you, Lord, to remove from me all the influence of the persons just named and draw back to me every part wrongfully tied to these people in bondage. I now speak directly to every evil spirit that has taken advantage of these ungodly soul ties, and I order them to leave me now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay, amen, hallelujah. I'm going to begin to call some things out of you now. And the demonic comes out. It's like breath. So if you feel just to breathe out, if you cough, you know, whatever, let it go, okay? I mean, we do this all the time, so don't feel self-conscious. You want to get rid of it. Okay, that's all that matters here is that you deal with this junk and you get rid of it, okay? So we're going to start calling it out. We have ministers that are just located all over through here. They'll get up and they'll pray with you. And then we're going to even maybe walk you out of some captivity at the very end. So Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak right now to spirits of adultery. And I command those adulterous spirits to come out in the name of Jesus. I speak to adultery and I say, come out. In the name of Jesus, generational spirits of adultery, come out. In the name of Jesus, expel. In Jesus' name, spirit of fornication, come out. In the name of Jesus, perverse spirits, come out. Come up and all that perversion, come out. In the name of Jesus, expel. Lust, come out. In the name of Jesus, spirits of lust, come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out. In the name of Jesus, harlotry, come out. In Jesus' name, spirit of pornography, come out. In the name of Jesus, come up and out. All that pornography, all those images, all those pictures of nudity, come out. In the name of Jesus, expel. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come up and out. In the name of Jesus, expel all those pornographic images. Come out in the name of Jesus. Expel, loose and let go. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. All the transference of spirits, come out. Come up and out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Expel, come out in Jesus' name. fantasy, lust, come out. All that fantasy, expel in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come up and out. Spirits of rape, come out in the name of Jesus. Expel molestation, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirits of incest, expel in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in Jesus' name. Exposure, come out. Come on, guys, take a deep breath and release that. All of you, come out. In the name of Jesus, come up and out. All those sensual spirits, expel in the name of Jesus. Lust of the flesh, come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord, all that defilement, all that uncleanness, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of defilement, spirit of uncleanness, expel in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all that perversion, all that sensuality, expel. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come up and out in Jesus' name. All that preoccupation with sensual desires, come out. Come up and out. All that lust, all that preoccupation with sensual appetites, come out in the name of Jesus. All that indulgence, loose and let go. Expel in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Inordinate affections, come out. Loose, let go, release in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that promoting of and partaking of that which is lewd, come out in the name of Jesus.
And go. All that guilt in the name of Jesus, all that false responsibility, all that false burden, I command you to come up and out in the name of Jesus.
Come up and out. I command take all a deep that breath, release that.
All that affliction, I command you to come up and out right now in the name of Jesus. All that depression, all that sorrow, all that heaviness, come out in the name of Jesus. All that wounded spirit in the name of Jesus, come out of the immune system. All that wounded in the name of Jesus, come out of the immune system, come out of the bowels in the name of Jesus, come out of the female organs in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go right now in the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus all those unshed tears to come out right now in the name of Jesus and go. All the agony of the soul, come out in the name of Jesus. All that anguish in the name of Jesus. All that angst, come out.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus, loosen that go right now in the name of Jesus. I command those repressed memories, come out in the name of Jesus. All those repressed emotions, come out in the name of Jesus. Loosen that go in the name of Jesus. I command right now all that confusion that came in. I command you, come out right now in the name of Jesus and go. All that confusion, all that mind-blocking thoughts in the name of Jesus, come out. Unable to think clearly, come out in the name of Jesus. All that distraught, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Loosen and let go. All that distraught, all that despair, all that hopelessness, come out. Come out, hopelessness, come out. I set the blood of Jesus against hopelessness right now.
Come up
in the
and
name
out.
Of Jesus, all that hopelessness, come out. Loosen and let go right now in the name of Jesus. All that discouragement, come out in the name of Jesus. Depression, come out in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I command right now that spirit of defilement, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that feeling of uncleanness, all that spirit of betrayal, come up and out in the name of Jesus. That spirit of distrust, come out in the name of Jesus. Expel. Come up and out. All that uncleanness, come out. All that betrayal, all that dishonor of women, come out. Where you feel you were dishonored, being used and violated, expel. Release that spirit of abuse. Come out. Come up and out in the name of Jesus.
We speak to those walls of false personalities. We give you notice in the name of Jesus. Walls of distrust, walls of false coping mechanisms, we pull those down in the name of Jesus. All those walls to protect yourself, fear of rejection, come up and out in the name of Jesus.
Take a deep breath and release it. Release it.
Come out in the name of Jesus. Those same walls that protect you are the same walls that will keep God out in the name of Jesus. So we call those walls down in the name of Jesus. And we call out every transference from the generations in the name of Jesus. Every transference from perpetrators to come out in the name of Jesus. All that violation in the name of Jesus. All that dirtiness, defilement, come up and out in the name of Jesus. What did I do wrong? What's wrong with me? To come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that rejection of self, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that self-hatred that is locked in through unforgiveness, to come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that anger of being violated, to come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that anger, resentment, hatred for this for the perpetrator, to come up and out in
come
the
out.
Name of Jesus
come out
Christ.
In the name
all that
of
retaliation,
Jesus.
Wanting revenge, wanting to get even. We call that anger and hatred to come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of molestation, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out of the bowels, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that uncleanliness, violation, come up and out in Jesus' name.
I command all that infirmity that sits in the female organs, I call it out in the name of Jesus. I command infirmity that sits in the male organs, come out. Infirmity in the bowels, infirmity in the rectum, come out in the name of Jesus. I command a spirit of abortion to come out in the name of Jesus. I speak to a spirit of death. And I say, you spirit of death, you aborting spirit, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. I command all that grieving, that spirit of child sacrifice, that spirit of Molech, expel in the name of Jesus. That spirit that causes you to miscarry over and over and over, I command that to go in the name of Jesus. I speak to cancer. I command cancer to come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Release. Let go. All that hopelessness, come out. All that defilement, expel. All that grieving and sadness and sorrow, expel. Loose. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. That inness, all that remorse, come out in the name of Jesus. All that self-hate, self-bitterness, come out in the name of Jesus. And I even command right now where in marriage there's been perversion in your marriage. And right now I pray, God, for repentance. You know, God did not give you the right to be perverted in the marriage bed. And I command perversion in the marriage bed to come out in the name of Jesus. I command violation, expel, usury, come up and out, debauchery, come out of the marriage bed, pornography, come out of the marriage bed in the name of Jesus. That spirit of pornography that the two of you sit and watch, I call that out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Command all that perversion to come out right now in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. All that deception, come out in the name of Jesus. All that rebellion, come out in the name of Jesus. Antichrist, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. Desert spirits, come out in the name of Jesus. All that spiritual dryness, all that spiritual drought from rebellion against God, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go. All that death that came in through those desert spirits and that rebellion, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. Command irritable bowel syndrome, come out in the name of Jesus. Endometriosis, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. Command all that dysfunction to come out in the name of Jesus. Dysfunction in the family, dysfunction in relationships, dysfunction in the body, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go in the name of Jesus. All that impairment, come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
I command that broken heart, that wounded spirit, come out in the name of Jesus. Expel. I command right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with women that are sitting here whose husbands have committed adultery, whose husbands have looked at pornography, whose husbands have betrayed you, I command that broken heart to come out right now, that deep woundedness, come out, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, expel, release it in the name of Jesus. That feeling of being betrayed, come out. That feeling of distrust, in the name of Jesus. I take right now that broken covenant in the name of the Lord. And Father, I ask God right now for healing in the marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. I command all that discord and disunity in marriages to come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Expel that spirit of divorce. Come out. Come up and out. Spirit of divorce. Come out. In the name of Jesus. Divorce, you come out in the name of Jesus. Pornography, that spirit of Beelzebub, come out of the marriage right now in the name of Jesus. That bitter root, that spirit that keeps you from being able to forgive your spouse, I command that unforgiving spirit of revenge, spirit of hatred, expel in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus, I call it those victim spirits. In the name of Jesus, those victim mentality to come up and out in the name of Jesus. Self-pity, carrying the spirit of woundedness, grief, sorrow, hatred to come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that infirmity that comes in through victim spirits to come up and out. All that self-hatred to come up and out. All that loneliness come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Generational grieving spirits from abortion come up and out. Spirits of death come up and out in the name of Jesus. All that death from the generations, I call it out of the immune systems. All that breakdown, all that shutdown, we call that up and out. In the name of Jesus Christ, come up and out. All that death, come up and out of the emotions. All that shutdown off the heart. All that breakdown, we call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. All that false excitement, come up and out of you men. Come up and out. False excitements, curiosity. All that fantasy out of the mind and out of the thought patterns. I break and dismantle every trigger that triggers fantasy, loneliness, lust. We call that out of the men in the name of Jesus Christ. We call out, we expose those triggers, and we uproot those from the generations, out of the DNA and out of the genetic code in the name of Jesus Christ. All that fantasy, lust, false excitements out of the thought patterns in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, all them dirty thought patterns come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus. I command that imprinting of sexual violation come out in the name of Jesus. Some of you literally are imprinted, almost like a stamping on the inside of you from being violated sexually as children. And I say right now, I pull that out. We pull that imprint of sexual violation out in the name of Jesus. Out of your subconscious, out of your unconscious realm in the name of Jesus. That imprint that you can't go by. I command all that dysfunction that came in. I command right now images where you literally replay these acts. I call them out in the name of Jesus. I command right now spirits have literally messed in the chemistry of your brain and literally messed up the hormonal levels and the male hormonal levels, testosterone levels. I call that out in the name of Jesus. All that perversion where even people begin to develop at an early age because things were, you were violated and things were pushed forward. I call that out in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's a whole lot more of you in this room. You need to start releasing these things. You're going to keep what you keep. But if you let it go, it has to go. I command right now, loose these people in the name of the Lord. All the shame, all that fear of being found out, let God's people go in the name of Jesus. That fear of judgment, come out, come out. All that guilt in the name of the Lord, all that false responsibility, expel in the name of Jesus.
I command all that betrayal to come out in the name of Jesus. All that betrayal, loosen that go in the name of Jesus. All that mistrust, come out in the name of Jesus. Loosen that go. Can't even trust God, come out in the name of Jesus. All that abandonment, come out in the name of Jesus. I command in the name of Jesus those thoughts, God, where were you? I command that to come out right now in the name of Jesus. He says, I was there. It was not my desire for that to happen to you. That was not my will for you, says the Lord. And the Lord says, I am breaking that off of you right now because I was not the one who betrayed you, says the Lord. And so I command all the betrayal, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Loosen, let go. All that blaming God. Come out in the name of Jesus. Offended at God. Come out in the name of Jesus. Go right now in the name of Jesus. How could a loving God let that happen to me? Come out in the name of Jesus. Command all those lies from the devil. Come out in the name of Jesus. All those voices. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loosen, let go in the name of Jesus. Go. All those voices. Come out. All that torment in the name of Jesus. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. All that torture in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loosen, let go. All those memories that just keep replaying. Come out in the name of Jesus and go in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus. I command right now the voice of homosexuality come out. I command, I bind that voice of homosexuality in the name of Jesus. I command it to sit in silence, and I command that lie of homosexual spirits to come out, that lie of lesbianism, come out in the name of Jesus. I command homosexual confusion, come out in the name of Jesus. All that distortion, all that agenda right now, that belief system of homosexuality, we pull you down in the name of Jesus. That gay spirit, that voice that cries out, that's who you are. I come against that false identity in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, I come against homosexual desire and homosexual lust and perversion, that reprobate mind. I command you, come out, loose, 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 loose. Come out in the name of Jesus. Expel, Jesus' name.
I call it that spirit of offense to come up and out in the name of Jesus. That offense that keeps his husbands from trusting their wives and wives from trusting their husbands. I call that wall. We pull those walls down of strife and mistrust and distrust between spouses in the name of Jesus. We pull out that spirit of offense in the name of Jesus. That spirit that causes spouses to become easily offended with one another. We call you up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out in Jesus' name. All that oversensitized, come up and out in the name of Jesus. That introspectiveness, always trying to read into things. I call that introspectiveness, always trying to look within to figure out your problems instead of trusting the Lord. I call that introspectiveness to come up and out. Logic, reasoning, we call that out in the name of Jesus. All that reasoning out of the mind and all that sorrow, sadness, trying to figure things out instead of trusting the Lord, to come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. All that oppression, come up and out in Jesus' name. All that sadness, all that depression, come up and out in the name of Jesus. Feeling heavy, all those weights and burdens that add on and pile on, to come up and out in the name of Jesus. Generational depression, come up and out in the name of Jesus. All those voices from the generations that speak to you that this is who you are, I speak to those lies, and we call those out of the ears in the name of Jesus. Generational lies of depression, those voices, we silence those in the name of Jesus, and we pull and uproot that out of the bloodline in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out in Jesus' name.
I command right now a spirit of arrested development to come out in the name of Jesus. Arrested development, arrested behavior, expel in the name of Jesus. Where you're locked in, literally like a little boy or a little girl from a violation right now. In the name of Jesus, I call that spirit of arrested development where you've never been able to move forward. There's always something that holds you back. I call that out in the name of Jesus. That arrested development, expel in the name of Jesus. And Father, we take that person out of that place of captivity right now in Jesus' name. God, we unlock right now that prison, God, where the enemy has them locked up in that place, God, where they were violated. in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we say, come up and walk out of there in the name of the Lord. We say, get up and walk out of the darkness. Come out of that place of violation. Come forth. Walk out of there. Walk out of there. And say, devil, you're not holding me no more. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord God Almighty, we say, come out of that place of darkness. Come out of that captivity where you've been held. Loose God's people. Let them go in Jesus' name.
I command right now in the name of Jesus, all that sexual confusion that came in at the womb, I command you come out right now in the name of Jesus and go. All that rejection of your sexual identity that came in at the womb, I command you come out right now in the name of Jesus. All that confusion in the name of Jesus, all that distortion in the DNA, I command you come out of the DNA right now in the name of Jesus. Loose and let go.
We call for crop failure, for the seeds planted against these people. We call for crop failure. We say those seeds of homosexuality and sexual perversion, we see those seeds, and we say, seeds, you are canceled. Canceled in Jesus' name. We command that harvest to be spoiled, and we cut off in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut this off of their bloodlines, and we say, you shall not go forward into their bloodlines in the name of Jesus Christ. We sever every ungodly soul tie and linking in the name of Jesus Christ. And we proclaim that these people, they are free. They are free of sexual impurity. They are free of sexual immorality. They are free. They've been set free by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are free, free, free. We break the demonic hold of sexual immorality off their lives. We break the demonic hold of sexual impurity. We break the demonic hold of sexual perversion. We break the demonic hold of homosexuality, of lesbianism. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break the demonic hold of pornography. And we say, you are cut off in Jesus' name. And we come against that desire for ungodly sexual sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against it. And we command you loose and let go of God's people. You loose and let go of God's people. And we proclaim that these people are the righteousness of God. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them. And we proclaim them to be free in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. I command right now a spirit of prostitution to come out right now in the name of Jesus. That prostituting spirit, there are people, and I know there's been at least 4 or 5 people here that have been into prostitution, and I command right now those cords cut off your life in the name of the Lord. We sever the cords that continue to cause you even to sell yourself cheap for what you're for beyond what God called you to be. I call prostitution, come out, come up and out in the name of Jesus. I command all the defilement, come out in the name of Jesus. All that transference of spirits, come out. All that witchcraft, expel in the name of Jesus. Divination, all those unholy desires, all the defilement, all the uncleanness, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father God, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for emotional healing over every person in this room, God. In Jesus' name, I break and I cut and I sever linkings between the memories and the emotions, Father. And I ask, God, that you would heal the wounds, God. That you would heal the woundedness, God. Father, I pray healing into the brokenness, God. I ask, God, that you would cleanse their memories, God. Cleanse their mind, cleanse their bodies, cleanse their spirits, God, of all defilement, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Cleanse the eyes, the ears, God. God, cleanse every part of their body, cleanse their sexual organs, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that every ungodly deed, God, that's ever been done or been done against them, Father, I ask for a supernatural cleansing of the power of the blood of Jesus. Father, I declare that the blood of Jesus right now is just being released and pouring down right now over every person to cleanse them right now. There's power in that blood to clean you, to make you whole again. The blood of Jesus, the blood that cleanses you. Don't let the devil tell you you're worthless anymore. You are a blood-bought child of the living God. He's already paid for every sexual sin, and you're not held accountable for that or being judged. So I declare blood of Jesus, wash them clean. Blood of Jesus, let them experience, Lord, I pray right now, let them feel that cleansing, God. Let the blood of Jesus just pour over every single one, God, and remove, God, all the torment. Remove, God, all those flashbacks, Lord. Remove, God, let the blood remove every ungodly image, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask, God, that you would heal your people, God. I ask that you would restore your people, God. I ask, God, for marriages, God. Father, that, God, they would be restored, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, we declare that cleansing, God. We ask for that cleansing, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask, God, that you would take every broken part, God, and I ask, God, right now that every place of brokenness be released out of captivity right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we unlock every prison, every dungeon. God, every place where any person has been locked up from things that have been done to them. And we say today to come forth. Come forth out of the darkness and come to the light in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, come out of that darkness. Come into that place of wholeness in Jesus' name. Father, I pray right now that they be established, God, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, oh God. Establish them, God. Reintegrate those places of brokenness, God. Reintegrate, God, every broken part, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, grow them up, bring them up, God, to where they need to be, Lord God, in Jesus' name. And Father, I declare, God, that your people are a people that are without spot and wrinkle, that, God, we are coming into that place of wholeness, God. We are coming into that place, God, that we will walk and run the race that you've set before us, God, and we'll do it right, Father. I thank you, God, for revelation knowledge, God, that no longer will we allow the enemy to hold us captive in any area of our lives, Father, but today we choose to shake off every work of darkness. We choose to break the chains, the fetters, the shackles. We break them with the authority of Jesus Christ. We cut off every ungodly cord that would try to hold us. We sever them in the name of the Lord. And God, we declare our liberty today, God. We declare our freedom today, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, the honor, God. Mighty God, you are mighty. We worship you and we exalt you, Jesus, in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I pray y'all got something out of that. And if you didn't, re-listen to the tapes and go through the deliverance session when you're at home. And you can get delivered at home. It's the power of God.